$25 a night.
I agree.
I think that would work.
How are we going to determine if it is okay now?
I would say the staff would be.
Yeah, it's staff.
Yeah.
And if they got a question one way or the other, then they could bring it back.
That's come forward.
Pretty well, black
yeah.
And white.
In the past, really, if there's any question at all, the administrator, whomever, has brought it before the board to see if we want to go ahead or whatever, and it's worked pretty well.
Can we change that at this point, Bob, or do we need to run that through the commissioners?
That has to be run through the commission.
Yes.
Right. Yep. You make any changes?
Yeah, basically, anything the planning commission voted on would be a recommendation that would be.
So we need to wait until February to do that anyway, right?
If you make any changes, then it has to go through the public hearing process also.
Well, you can really approach it. We did advertise these public hearings, so.
That's true. We could.
So yeah. you do have the ability to propose something now, but you don't have to. You can also look at it potentially in February as well.
Well, I think what was advertised was ABRC, that's what was presented.
Not variation of that. No variation.
So maybe you tell us what you want to do.
I think we need to hold up comments till another public meeting can be distributed.
I agree. Oh, it would be better to get it properly advertised.
Absolutely. This is too important to take up. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't want to.
And as far as doing it administratively, you know, if it's going to be brought into the board, if there's any question, that's the problem, because we've got a little bit of a paperwork debacle. So there is a question.
Yeah.
And I think, I know it's inconvenient for everybody, the folks and us, but it's just something we need to do so we can get the record back like it's supposed to be and get things taken care of. Get everybody back on the same plane.
Sounds good.
Do you want to put this on hold?
Yes. I make a motion we hold the vote on any changes to the code for nightly rentals at this time.
All right.
February the 13th.
Somebody want to second that?
Yes, second that.
Are we putting that on February the 13th?
That's when it comes up, isn't it?
Or the second week, We're going to have a lot to do the first week. The second week, we'll have time to talk about it more. Do we want to run that under the public hearing?
Well, that's traditionally February. Both meetings have been devoted to code changes and doing stuff like that.
Yeah,
we might start it some on the 13th and then continue on if we have too much, according to how.
Have we got quite a few concepts, Bob, for the 13th?
Well, the concepts will be heard the 21st.
Yeah. This is just
voting. I think we've just got these two that have been postponed basically at this point. Mm-hmm. We haven't hit that deadline yet, so they've got till February 2nd. So we could have more.
Yeah.
But as of now, we've just got really the two that have been postponed.
Well, somebody make a motion and we'll talk about the 13th and the 21st. That
I
way,
think that's what George made.
I think he just said the 13th.
Yeah. Oh. And you need to vote.
Yes.
Yeah, we have to vote on it after we have a proposal and a motion. Or a motion
okay.
And a second.
Everybody in favor, vote. Aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Nope. We're good. We'll vote on that the 13th or the 21st. We'll discuss it more.
Okay. And that concludes the public meeting for today.
Yep, that's it.
I make a motion for the meeting.
I second.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.